We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, I'm going to launch right into it with my question of the day. Who do you want to see replace Mike Zimmer? And while Spielman, I think he should be replaced too, but that one remains to be seen.
Well, Bob, I like your idea. Was it named Downing from the assistant coach at Tennessee? He seems to fit the mold of the Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay, you know, up and coming assistant.
Yes.
I like the fact that he's from Eden Prairie. He's coached for the Vikings
twice
before. Yeah, I think he'll bring I think he's got that kind of institutional knowledge, appreciation of the history, but also, you know, bring a fresh approach. So, and he's an offensive guy, and we desperately need an offensive guy. I'm willing to take a shot on him.
Well, here's the two things that stand out for me. I mean, beyond the Minnesota connection, he runs the offense. There's no question it's his offense because Mike Vrabel,
yep,
you know, takes care of the defense. And LaFleur had that job before him. And Arthur Smith, the coach at Atlanta, had the job last year. And Smith, that Falcons team is in disarray, or was. They lose Julio Jones. Then Calvin Ridley decides he needs a break from football. They have no running back. I mean, but he's been able to put together a season that's about, you know, the Vikings are horrible where they are, but his season is close to that, but no one expected him to do what he's done in Atlanta. So I kind of like that spot coming out of there. And look what he did. Now, the defense has been a big part of that, but look what this guy did, Todd Downing, without Derrick Henry. He was able to keep that offense from completely falling apart, and I'm impressed by what he did. And the Vikings have similar talent on offense. You know, when you're looking at Dalvin Cook and you look at Justin Jefferson, I mean, they have A.J. Brown and they've got, they have Julio Jones now, a young receiver and an older one. The Vikings had that same situation with Jefferson and Thielen. So, to me, he'd be a good pick. I don't know what the Wilfs are thinking. Probably there's no chance they'd look at somebody like him. But I think, I really believe as the playoffs go deeper, he's going to become a much bigger name for people looking for a coach that haven't hired one right after the season ends. So we'll see where it goes. And now, Jeff, we got big, big news in the world that you have been in,
yep,
since you were a kid. Topps,
yep,
no longer, I don't even know who owned them before. Was Topps owned by a company called Topps? But now it's Fanatics, and it was a huge deal, right? Purchasing them?
Yeah, it's a huge deal. You know, Topps has been making baseball cards. Well, they just celebrated their 70th anniversary of making baseball cards. They made football cards from 1956 until 2015. They've done basketball cards in the past. They've done hockey cards. They've been publicly owned, and they went private again. And then there was a merger in the works last year, and which was upset back in August when Fanatics secured the rights to make Major League Baseball trading cards starting in 2025. So, you know, there's been a lot of chatter about this since August as to was this going to wind up with Fanatics acquiring Topps. I was one that felt they would, because how are you going to launch after 70 years of having this company around doing baseball cards, how are you suddenly going to, you know, it's going to go away and you're just going to start your new thing? Because Topps relies, there's a lot of different products out there, and they rely on a lot of their past designs. They have a product called Heritage where they'll do all current players and an old design. They do archives. So they rely on their history a lot. And so I was kind of questioning how a new company was going to come in and do it, but Fanatics is going to do it. And interestingly enough, when they were going to do the merger last year, Bob, they were valued at $1.3 billion. The reports I'm reading, I read on, I think it was CNBC.com, Fanatics is buying them for $500 million. So the loss of those MLB rights blew a hole in the company. And so you'll probably see the Topps brand on, because Fanatics has already acquired the rights for NFL and NBA besides MLB. So I think you're probably going to see Topps baseball, football, and basketball cards again. Plus, they're going to pick up the Formula One and the soccer cards that they've been doing too. So interesting deal. You know, it's been with COVID, created a big boom in the sports card industry. And being a business lawyer who's collected cards for 40 years now, This is a very, I'm curious to see where this all goes.
Well, now, does a Topps card that's current now, or do they become more valuable because they're still from the original Topps company if you bought it now? Or does that
I
have no
don't think
impact?
so. I don't think it has any impact, Bob. I think, with cards, I've learned in the modern era, it's all about scarce, how few are printed. In the
Okay.
old days when I started out, there was a lot of, there's like three different manufacturers and they're all making a lot of cards and it kind of crashed the market. And so there was a deliberate effort to, to shrink the market and shrink the availability of some. Nowadays it's all about pulling a one of one or some variation out of a pack. And so it gets a little more expensive to collect cards. But I think the big thing though is the big significance of this is the continuity that you're going to continue to see this, whether it be owned by, Topps has been owned by a number of different, entities and individuals over the year, but the brand itself, it's going to continue to be there. And so you'll have that continuity going back to the 50s on some of these sports. And that's what's cool about it.
Are they still going to give? Do they still give bad gum? I haven't bought a Topps card in since I was a child, so I just remember there was bad gum in it. They still put bad
They
tasting
kicked
gum.
the gum out. No, the gum's been out of the packs for 30 years. That was the big
See,
knock
told you it's been a
when
while.
Upper Deck came out in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s. They did away with the gum, and it sort of forced Topps to do it because nobody. I've heard stories. Somebody goes and spends money on a pack of Topps cards, a vintage pack of cards, and may pull, a really valuable card. That it just happened to be up. I mean, nobody wants to spend, say $300 on a pack of 1981 Topps, only to find out that your otherwise mint condition Joe Montana rookie was up against the stick of gum, and is worth nothing, or worth a pittance of what it could have been.
You know what I
And
would,
so,
Jeff, what I would do is I would buy a trading card if there was a slice of Heggie's pizza in there. Just the wedge. You wrap it up really good, but because they're thin, I love the thin crust. So that's what I would do. I'd stick a slice of Heggie's in, and I would be biting up like mad. That's what they should be doing, teaming up with Heggie's. Topps,
There you
the
go.
Topps heavy, Heggie. All right. Now I want to switch gears to politics. What's today? Today is the 4th. So in 2 days, we have the anniversary of January 6th. And I saw something online today where Nancy Pelosi is refusing to share information with some Republicans asking for some of the information that came out of their probe. And is there an expectation there will be another attack on the Capitol on the anniversary? Or what do we expect? The day to just
No,
come and go and.
unless the feds are planning to do some sort of false flag operation. But no, this is because January 6th is now an observed holiday for Democrats.
Of
There was
course.
just interesting. There was just a story that came out over the weekend. It was a recent poll taken that other than Democrats, no one really cares about January 6th anymore.
No.
A year ago, that this was supposed to be the death knell of the Republican Party, and Trump was taking it down and all this, and now a year later, Biden has screwed things up so badly that no one cares. In fact, I've joked about, I think someone should go one step further on these polls about January 6th and ask the question, do you wish if this was an insurrection, do you wish they would have succeeded given where we are today? And I think you might get 44% of the respondents to say, yeah, I hope wish they would have.
Which
You know,
is
this is the last gasp. This is the last gasp for the Democrats. It's the only thing. This and COVID are the only thing they might possibly throw at the wall to try to prevent what looks to be a historic blowout coming in November because of how poorly the country is going, how poorly the COVID response has been from this administration. Inflation sky high, gas prices too high. It's just,
Hey, how about
I think
crime?
there's going to
Yeah,
crime.
defund the police and look
They
where
fan
that's
the.
got them.
Exactly. Prosecuting cops, who are who get into issues with criminals during stops. I think that it's going to be th this is all they have left. Now they're talking. Now you hear today Schumer's talking about holding a vote on ending the filibuster, whereas this video of him in 2005 talking about the worst thing you could do for democracy was to end the filibuster. So they just seem to be one that It's like Thelma and Louise. They just want to take this car off
Hey,
the cliff.
they're so desperate, and they're willing to actually try to end a filibuster, knowing that they will be turning over the Senate and the House next year, because then those rules work against them. Idiots. Anyway, and by the way, isn't AOC hot? How about that comment? She's saying that people complain about her because they just want to date her. There's no vanity on that woman. Well, I mean, but she's special. She doesn't have to wear a mask. She's in Florida. No mask for her. But anyway, Jeff, we'll wrap things up. Always appreciate it. Thanks for agreeing with me on Tad Downing. We'll take a quick break. The BS show. We'll be right back.